This is Best of All. Starring tonight, Robert Merrill. This is Kenneth Banghart, presenting for NBC Best of All, the first in a new series of programs saluting each week an outstanding American composer of musical comedy, operetta, and motion picture scores. This week, our guests are Robert Merrill and Elizabeth Doubleday. And, as will be the case each week, the orchestra is directed by Skitch Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Kenneth, and good evening. I want to welcome our audience to the first show in this Best of All series. I know that certainly this week we've enjoyed planning the show, and I think you like it. As a matter of fact, I'm out of breath right now thinking about it. Tonight, of course, we're very, very fortunate in having the great Robert Merrill with us, a wonderful young soprano whose name that I humbly predict will become very well known all over the world in the near future. Elizabeth Doubleday of the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia.
And, of course, Skitch, you and the music.
Yes, a little confused, but we will have the music. Each week, of course, the music of a different composer. Tonight, the very popular, danceable, singable, hummable music of the late, beloved Vincent Humans.
Our tribute to Vincent Humans begins with Skitch Henderson and the orchestra playing Drums in My Heart. Skitch, roll off the drums. That was Drums in My Heart, written by Vincent Humans for the musical version of Smilin' Through. Now, this musical appeared on Broadway in 1932, at a time when Humans, with 10 musicals and 2 motion pictures behind him, had already taken his place as one of America's great popular composers. Charles Wininger starred in that musical, and from it comes the song we'll hear next. In this instance, the soloist is Robert Merrill. Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play, and Robert Merrill sings Vincent Humans Through the Years. Back in 1930, if you visited New York, you very likely tried to get tickets to a Vincent Newman's musical called Smiles. Whether you actually got the tickets is not so certain, however, for Marilyn Miller was in this show, and so were Fred and Adele Astaire, and Ring Lardner had a hand in writing the lyrics. But if you were lucky enough to get the tickets, you've probably never forgotten the ballad that audiences call for again and again. Elizabeth Doubleday, a rising young talent of this latter day, sings for us now Vincent Newman's Time on My Hands. A popular composer is remembered by people who could not even tell you his name. His immortality is assured on the dance floor when his songs are played, or on a crowded street when a delivery boy hums a melody of one of his scores, or on an auto trip when people gaily or quietly sing together. The composer lives again in all these moments, but his immortality is greatest if he's written a song that lovers sing to each other over and over again. Vincent Newman's wrote such a song. No boy who ever bought a corsage for his best girl, and no girl who ever proudly wore it. No couple strolling with clasped hands in the moonlight. No lovers with stars in their eyes and plans in their hearts will ever forget this most immortal of Vincent Newman's songs. One of the best of all Vincent Newman's great shows was produced for a long run in 1929. Great day. When it finally closed, the scenery went to Kane's warehouse, the plot was forgotten, and the actors and the ladies of the ensemble presumably went looking for work. But the sun refused to set on Great Day all the same, and it never will, as long as there are people to play and sing the three songs from that show which we now offer. First, Robert Merrill sings the title song, Great Day.
When skies were dark and Noah's Ark a mess, when lions roared and Daniel's Lord a mess, Lord helps those who pray, and on judgment day. Receive an amen. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. It's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great
Elizabeth Doubleday sings the second of our hits from Vincent Newman's Great Day, More Than You Know.
Whether you are here or yonder, whether you are false or true, whether you remain a wonder, I'm growing fonder. You got tired and said goodbye.
finally the last of our trio of numbers from Vincent Newman's great Broadway musical, Great Day. Robert Merrill sings that altogether wonderful showstopper, Without a Song.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good no how. Without a song, I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the Jordan roll, I'll get along as long as the song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to go. I'll never know what makes the grass to go. I only know
when Vincent Humans made reservations on the Iron Horse and went west to Hollywood, he wrote the music for a great picture which starred Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. The movie was called Flying Down to Rio, and if that rings no bell with some of the younger contingent, we know that one of the songs from that movie is as well known to them as the latest hit. Skitch Henderson and the orchestra, with Skitch at the piano, offer a highly original interpretation of The Carioca. Thank you. You have been listening to Best of All, a new series of musical programs featuring on this, its premiere, the music of Vincent Humans, with our guest star Robert Merrill, soprano Elizabeth Doubleday, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. This is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to be with us again next week for Skitch Henderson and the orchestra, Elizabeth Doubleday, Jack Haskell, and the music of Rodgers and Hart on Best of All. Continuity for Best of All was written by Robert Sennadella. This is an NBC production directed by George Voutsas.